Good evening, Squatchers. It's your old pal, Jack. Now, I know it's been a minute since the last time we talked, and there's been some good reasons for that, and some bad reasons for that. More bad reasons than good reasons, if I'm being honest. But one of the good reasons is that we done release a video game. Yeah, that's right. Expedition Sasquatch is now a dang old Game Boy Color game. Fat Jimbo said he'd been working on it since 1997. And I believe him. It's real good, and y'all can get it from the Mountain Town Toys in LJ, Georgia. You really, really need to go check them out. All right. The show. All right. I'm broadcasting live from the backwoods of Point Pleasant, West Virginia, home of the one, the only, the goddamn annoying Mothman. I know what y'all are thinking. Jack, you're a Bigfoot hunter. What in the Sam Hill are you doing hunting a Mothman? Well, let me tell you, I didn't want to be here. But after my last expedition ended with me being chased out of Colorado with a pack of row men on ATVs, long story, I got a very insistent email from a feller named Daryl. Now, Daryl claims he's been seeing Mothman regularly. Not just flying around like some big, dumb bat, but sitting on his porch, drinking his sweet tea, and leaving wing prints on his windows. Now, I don't normally dabble in winged cryptids. Might have a thing about heights. But Daryl swore up and down that Mothman was just the distraction Bigfoot uses to keep folks from finding him. And honestly, I do like a good conspiracy. And this sounds like it's right up my alley. So here I am, setting up camp near the old TNT bunkers where Mothman was first spotted back in the 60s. Daryl's supposed to meet me here any minute, allegedly, with some classified Mothman intel, he says. He's got proof that Mothman and Bigfoot are in cahoots. Hold on, listeners. Something's moving out there.
Son of a bitch.
That would be Daryl.
Jack, is that you?
In the flesh? You bring the intel?
Oh, I brought more than that. I brought him.
The Mothman?
No. My ex-wife's lawyer. Of course I got the Mothman. He's been following me since I left the house.
Well, where is he?
I don't know. He was right behind me. And then, oh, sweet Jesus!
Listeners, I am staring directly at the Mothman. And he is staring right back.
He does that.
Does what?
The staring. He just, hovers and stares. Sometimes he'll even tilt his head after a while.
Is he judging me?
Probably.
Now you listen here, you overgrown moth. I don't care if you're some kind of omen of doom. Whatever. I am looking for Bigfoot. And I ain't got time for your dramatics.
Jack?
Yeah?
I think he wants to tell you something.
Well, unless he's got the latitude and longitude coordinates to the nearest squatch nest, he can buzz off. Listeners, Mothman appears to be pointing into the woods. I think he's trying to show me where Bigfoot is.
Never seen him do that before. I kinda didn't think he actually had fingers. Usually keeps everything tucked up under them there flutters.
All right, Mothy, lead the way. But if this is a trick, I will pepper spray you. Maybe even bear mace. Hell, I probably got some dynamite in my satchel here. Folks, I don't know what
what's happening right now, but I'm following a cryptid to find another cryptid. Either I'm about to make history, or I'm getting murdered by a giant moth. Either way, this will be a story. Mothman. Mr. Moth. Hello? Where'd you go? Hello? Mothman? Mothman? Hey? Hello? Squatchers, I think we just found Bigfoot.
Expedition Sasquatch will return soon with another gripping adventure. Well, I say soon. We haven't been very regular about this. Soon-ish. Within 18 months, for certain. Expedition Sasquatch is brought to you under a Creative Commons CC by SA 4.0 license. Our theme music today was Gambling Man from 1924 by Samantha Bumgarner. You can find more Expedition Sasquatch at expeditionsasquatch.org and catch our TV show from New LJ Television and our video game from Mountain Town Toys.